Blog Talk Radio.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions. And rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Intuitive Life with Skye. And that would be me, Skye McKenna. My website is intuitivelifeguidance.com if you'd like to know more about me or what I do. And I don't want to spend a lot of time talking because it looks like we have a full switchboard today again. And but before we jump into the calls, and I do want to jump into the calls really quick so we can talk to as many people as possible, got a couple little housekeeping thingies first. First, if you had a reading last week, could you put your little hand down, but don't go away. Just wait till other callers can get in, and then I'll circle around if there's time. Also, since the board is pretty full, I may have to move on kind of quickly, so please don't get mad at me if I say I need to go to the next caller. It's not that I don't want to talk to you, but I would like to get to as many callers as we can. So, enough of that. Enough housekeeping. We have 60 minutes still, so let's get to the phones right away. And we're going to start with 805-708.
Hi, Skye. Welcome back. This is Donna in California. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Nice to hear your voice again.
Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Is
the sound good?
Fine.
Okay, good.
Thank
you. Alrighty. All right. Do you have a question, or would you like me to just start?
Just start, and then at the end, I may have one question.
Okay, good. Well, because there's something on your mind, if there's something on your mind, you're not supposed to worry anymore. There's a big yes answer. You've got success if you're thinking about something in particular. And in the recent past, it may have been not the right time or felt like not the right time, and or you may have felt like it's just not going to happen, or it might not. But what's coming up here is that the situation, whatever a situation, it may not be the one that's on your mind, but some situation is going to improve. You're going to get more information, and there are big happy changes and abundance coming your way. You'll be choosing a new direction. And it's up to you to take action. And this is all going to happen within the next few weeks. So if you have a question, now's the time. Or I can keep talking. But
No, you can go on. That's fine.
Am I in the ballpark? Is it tracking?
Yeah,
because you've
definitely,
got a lot of...
Definitely. No, I've been hoping new things to happen. I'm suspended. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yes, new things are coming. There are plans and actions in the works, and there's a very generous man involved here. If you don't have a generous man in your life, this could be a boss. I mean, it's a very generous situation. There's a new discovery, and whatever stuck energy that you may have been feeling over the past couple of months, 6 months, something like that, it's moving away. And this has been like a transformation time for you. That's what this is about. So if you feel like you've been not moving forward or stalled in some way, know that you have a great achievement. And whatever loss, if there's a loss involved from the past, it's over. You may have been going back and forth, being optimistic and worried, but that's over. And you've also been playing it safe, but there's a commitment here. Now, this could be a personal, a relationship commitment. It could be a job commitment, but you're going to be honored. And here's this man again. He's a a kind man. If you don't have a kind man, there's a kind man coming. And again, it could be a family relationship. It could be like a wise counsel, a wise counselor. In some way, this could be a job related. I'm feeling a lot of prosperity. I'm feeling a lot of money here. This person is accomplished, and for you, this is a time of I'm going to say great success. There's financial security and prosperity coming in the next few weeks. Everything is going to be turning out beautifully, more than you would have thought. So some sadness, or and who knows? I mean, this could go back a long time, but there may have been like a lingering sadness, and this is this too is healing. This is letting go. But I keep coming back to being practical and abundant and prosperous. There's an opportunity that's coming to you. You're going to have to make a choice, probably. You need not to let the distractions of just daily life get in your way. You need to, like, wake up and smell the coffee. You need to pay attention when opportunities present themselves, because it may not be somebody knocking on your door or calling you or something like that. It may be a sign. A literal sign. There may be a sign that says something that you want to know. Take action on that, because it's going to increase your success. You're going to take charge of some situation, and you have and will have structure and discipline to get where you're going. You've created something, and it's going to blossom. There's something here that's ready for you to accept. You need to accept it. You may have felt kind of adrift, and this may be last couple of months, 6 months. It could have been a longer time, but things are opening up for you like right now, and you're going to rediscover. What I hear is like zeal, zest for life. If you haven't felt a lot of zest for life, that's opening up. So that's what I've got. And the other message that I'm hearing is don't let your past hold you back. If there's something that's like a personal issue or something from the past that either emotionally or mentally or even physically that you kind of keep going back to, let it go. Let it go and know that you can have the impossible, and luck. Right now, luck is on your side.
Wow. That's one of the best, can't wait. Yeah, it's all coming through finally. And, so happy.
It is. Yeah, it really is. And you'll need to step out of your comfort zone. You're moving towards your destiny. And I don't know if you thought it would be that big, but it's pretty big. Whatever's coming here, if you've planned on something, it's pretty big. So you need to be ready for that, and you need to be ready for the opportunities. Watch for the opportunities. Watch for the sign. It's going to come in very quickly. It's going to come in quickly, and it'll come in by a man, probably.
Okay.
But there's
I'll
a message coming,
out.
And it's very creative. It's very creative. Yeah. Keep your eye out.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. Oh, thank you, Skye. That was so great. I feel wonderful now. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh, good. Well, keep me posted. Let me know.
I will.
I'd love to know what
okay.
this is. It's something. Okay.
Me too.
Okay,
I'll let you know, Skye. Thank you.
Okay. We'll go to 917. 917.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Scott. Yep. Hey, I'm here. My name is Tim. I'm calling from New York. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. Do you have a question, or do you want me to talk? You can direct me. It's okay if you have.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, good.
I'm working on trying to bring some abundance, to pivot to something else. I don't know what that is. So I've just been doing the Ho'oponopono prayer and grounding daily, asking for my guides for assistance. If you have any messages from spirits, greatly appreciate it.
Oh, I do. I do. And it's funny because the first thing I got was listen to your own intuition. Listen to your intuition and believe. It's important that you believe. Now, there are also helpful people around you or will be coming to you based on your what you're doing and the energy that you're working with. You're going through some kind of recovery, you know, from some other, who knows, some other thing. It could be, again, you know, the last couple of months, 6 months, other lifetime. But the recovery is actually has been a blessing. Whatever, you know, if anything didn't go as well as and that you had hoped along the way, mm-hmm. it's a blessing. And you're open now to communicate. Clearly, you're going to be assertive. This is happening in the near future, and everything is up to you for you to take action. And it's important for you not to stop. You have to remain positive. There's opportunity coming for you. In a year from now, and I don't mean this whole thing's going to take a year. It won't. But in a year from now, you're going to look back and you're going to be really, really abundant. Things will blossom. You know, they're going to take off in the next few months, and you will build something. There's an invitation coming for you, so you should take it. If there's an opportunity, there's an invitation, there's a message coming. If someone may say, oh, let's go here or there, or let's go to a meeting, or let's go do something together. There's an invitation coming, so take it. And that's all in direct relation to what you've been doing. You're going to be learning something new, whatever it is that you say you don't know what, and you don't, but your intuition does. And the first thing I got was listen to your intuition. You're going to be moving away from, you know, away from a time of uncertainty into something new. But I've got abundance for you. You're going to be learning something new. So whatever this is that's coming to you, it's not about going back. You know, going back to a past issue or going back to a, it's something new. You're going to be learning something new. And also there's a lot of friendship around you. You need to make your choices. Here's the big man. Make your choices from the heart, from your heart. I still have from the past, some of the time, could be past life, I don't know, but you have recovered from something. You've transformed. You may not even recognize it. You're going to be doing something motivational. You're going to be inspiring. There's a theatrical feel to it, not in a bad way, but like leadership. So if you have the opportunity to step into the spotlight and even at some point do public speaking, if that's something that you're interested in doing, but it's about communication. And that's what's coming. So absolutely, keep doing what you're doing. The message that I got right away is believe and listen to your intuition. Keep doing what you're doing. The abundance coming, and there's something new for you. This is letting go of a separation. Could be separation from a job, separation from something from the past, and you have victory and you have success . And it comes in pretty quick. There are going to be some messages that come to you faster than you think. You've already faced your fears, and you're taking action. So now the deal is to take steps to move forward, and don't stop. You've got success. Here you are. That's, you know, I'm hearing success, and I've got the key to success is here for you. And here's the other thing, is that meditation brings you answers. So you've been doing that. You need to trust. You need to believe. And that was the first thing I got for you. Listen to your intuition and believe and trust. Also, don't be afraid to say no. I don't know what that's about. But if somebody wants you to do something that you don't, your heart, remember, go from your heart. And if it's something from your heart, that doesn't feel right, kindly, in a kind way, say no. Don't do it. If your heart, you know, if somebody wants something or, you know, they ask you to do something and you just don't feel right about it, don't do it. Don't do it. But you're at a milestone in your life. You're at a milestone. You have the courage to do it. You left some fear. You faced some fears in your past. And again, I don't know if it's this lifetime, some other lifetime, months, something like that. But you're standing in a healing light right now. And you can have what you want, but you have to believe. Believe and trust and trust in your intuition and feel with your heart when you're making your choices, when you're making your decisions. If somebody wants something or they want help for something, you know, if it feels good, do it. But don't be afraid to kindly and gently say, that's not for me right now, or I can't, or whatever. But there's going to be an opportunity here for you to say no. And for, you know, somebody else who maybe there's somebody that they don't mean to take advantage of you, but what it ends up being is kind of like you feel like you are taken advantage of, or you could be. You may not know this person yet, and it may be a situation, but you can have what you want. You're right here. You're right there. And you're doing exactly. The first thing I got was trust your intuition. The answers are in your intuition. And come from your heart. Trust and come from your heart. You're right on the precipice. But again, you're learning something new. Or you're moving into something new. It's not anything. It may have a whiff of something that you've done before. But it's not going back to something that you've done before. This is new.
Okay.
You need to leap. you need to say, here I am, universe, show me my next step, I'm ready. But really be ready. If you say that and you put your intention out there, it'll happen. So you need to really be ready, and it's ready for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I really appreciate it. Yep. Thank you so
You're
very
welcome.
Much. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, we will go to 904-347. Hello?
Hi, Sky. Hi, Sky. This is down in Florida. It's good to hear you back on the air.
Thank you. It's good to talk to you. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Okay. Do you have you want to direct me, or do you want me to just tell you what I see coming up?
Well, whatever's going on, you can tell me.
Okay, you've got a message coming, and it's a creative message. It's coming pretty quickly. It's going to release you from feeling tied up. And
great.
The feeling of being tied up is actually within yourself. And it's going to like blow it right open in a good way. And it's going to show you, this message is going to show you how you are manifesting. But you're leaving the past, you're leaving it behind. If you felt stuck and especially mentally, not necessarily depressed, but just kind of stuck. That's going to be just like totally opening up. And this message that's coming, it's a loving relation, a loving message, a kind message. It feels, however, that it has to do with changing, like a fresh start. You're at the end of delays. So you're going to have almost immediately, okay, maybe in the next couple of months, but that's pretty immediate. Unexpected progress, things that you weren't even expecting. There's a real positive change. There's travel, could be a new car, a new vehicle, but not necessarily, but it's movement. There's movement in your life, and you're going to feel your own personal power. All of a sudden, you're going to feel your personal power because, it may have been hidden, or you may have kind of snuffed it out over the past while. I don't know how long. It's also about forgiveness. There's a while. There's an issue of forgiveness, and this could be forgiving someone else. It could be somebody forgiving you. I feel like you need to forgive yourself for something, and you need to realize how strong you are, that you're very, very strong. You're going to be planning for the long term now. And from your past choices, I'm going to say past choices, there is prosperity. There's abundance and prosperity. You need to be patient. Not that you haven't been patient, but just a little while, a couple of months. By the end of the year, you're really going to see doors opening for you. And there's a sweetness. You're going to be going back to possibly like a dream that you had, or a plan that you had that maybe didn't take off. But there's a renewal. You're going to have more choices than just one. And in the past, I'm going to say you've been working too hard, or you've been trying like to balance too many things and not knowing which thing to balance, which way to go. It's like juggling in the past and trying to balance a budget. Now, that could be any kind of, like emotional budget. It could be mental budget. It could be money. But you've been trying to like balance things. But here you are doing something that you love. And I'm still saying that's relatively soon, in the next couple of months, for sure by the beginning of the year, you're going to see something new coming out. And in the past, you may have felt like stuck. Stuck comes to mind. You're moving out of that. Your energy, whether it feels like it or not, is gaining momentum, and you will be going forward. Now, you do need a practical plan. Do you have a plan? Do you have something? Because you can something is coming for you. You're going to be gliding through the energy instead of feeling like you're plunking through mud. And I don't know if that makes sense, but the energy opens up for you, and you're going to reconsider something. You need to know that there's absolutely no need to worry. And I keep getting the success within the next few weeks, next couple of months. There's a resolution coming for you. If you had something on your mind, something that you want to do, it's coming. That is absolutely coming. And there's something better for you than maybe what you had, or at least what you thought you had. There's something new, and it's coming pretty quick. So does that help?
Yes, it does. Yeah, it sounds wonderful. And I do feel like I'm going through a change. I'm beginning to, like, come out of a funk, so to speak, and, every day
exactly
a little bit more. Yeah.
Yep. And the energy is shifting. Yeah, it is. You're going to be really more optimistic and enthusiastic very soon. And I still have this message coming of an opportunity pretty quick.
Okay.
Pretty quick. There's an opportunity for you that you'll like. It'll be good for you. It'll be exciting, and you'll have some passion for whatever this message is. It'll be buoyant, and you'll have more enthusiasm. I'm going to say enthusiasm. That's what it feels like. And for you.
Yeah.
So I hope that helps.
It does. That was wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It sounds great. I look forward to the change. Thank you.
All right, it's coming. You're welcome. You're welcome. Keep me posted.
I will, my dear. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, 714-679. You're on the air with me, I hope.
Hi, Sky. This is Deirdre.
Hi, Deirdre.
Hello?
How are you? Hello, can you
I'm
hear me?
I'm doing well. Yes, and I'm enjoying listening to you, what you're sharing with everyone. It's pretty amazing.
A lot of changes. You have some big changes coming, actually. Your emotions may be running kind of high now. There's a personal issue that's going to reach a conclusion. Not a bad conclusion, but something that's been hanging on, possibly, is going to come to a conclusion. There's justice for you. That's hard to say what the justice is. You have to know that there's something new, there's something better for you also, and recognize the potential in a choice that's going to be, I think somebody's going to call you. There's help coming to you. I don't know if you need help, but, I mean, who doesn't need help? But there's going to be help appearing in various ways, kind of unexpected ways. There's a lot of support around you, whether you recognize it or not. You may recognize it. There's a support system that's there for you. And now that could be people, that could be a job, that could be your angels, that could be, you know, spirit around you. You will be conveying a meaning, conveying your meaning in communication with others, with yourself. If you felt, you know, confused or not clear on anything in any way on some issue, the clarity is coming, and that's coming really fast. You're exactly where you need to be. You're exactly where you need to be, and it's important that you acknowledge your feelings and know that the universe, you know, spirit, it's going to take care of you. It's going to take care of some concern. And this concern you may not even recognize anymore. It may be something that's kind of buried from some other time, some other lifetime. I don't know. But doors also for you, they're going to be opening. And you have the single-mindedness that you're going to accomplish. I have you dancing in a rainbow. You know, I'm not sure what that is, but that's happy. That's happiness, and that's the message I get. It's either dance in a rainbow, or you're dancing in the rainbow, or you're going to be dancing in a rainbow. But that's joy. That's joy.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be walking away from stress. Also, if there's some issue or people or job, whatever, you're going to be walking away from stress into this rainbow.
Wow.
And taking a leap of faith, here you are, and your circumstances are going to be changing for the better. Your life is going to be, not that there's anything wrong with your life, but it's going to be opening up. Some door is actually going to be opening up for you. The world, you have the world. If there's been a miscommunication or a separation or something like that in the past, you're moving away from that. You're coming into opulence, your own opulence, not somebody else's opulence. This belongs to you, your very self. And you might take a rest. You might need a little rest. Maybe you either need a rest now, or you're going to need a rest after all this stuff happens, because there's really something in the near future. There's something that you're going to say, This is wonderful, and I am shocked that it could be this good. And I'm not sure if that's a specific situation, that you'll recognize it when it gets here, and your life will change. You're moving in a different direction. You've got success. You've got messages arriving very, very fast, more than one message. And you could be traveling also, or buying a new car. But you're balancing things well, and things are going to be moving forward. You're charismatic. You may have some restlessness coming up. You need to trust your instinct, but your life is going to be changing. This time next year, it won't take that long, but by this time next year, your life will be totally different. You'll be moving into the future, your own destiny. this is, you know, so be ready for that. Be ready for the destiny. You've got a new start coming. Take that leap of faith. Jump.
Thank you. So it resonates with everything that I know and feel intuitively, and it's just nice to have it reassured.
Awesome.
I really
appreciate you so much.
I really do.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye,
sweetie. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. 646-847. You're on the air with me.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Carla.
Hi, Carla. How can
Hi.
I help? Do you have a question or do you want me to just talk?
I do have
you
a question.
You can direct me.
But just...
Okay, good. Nope, that's good.
I guess. Yeah, and feel free to jump in if you get any strong insight. I'd really appreciate it. You seem to be on a roll. I'm a little concerned. I'm a mom. I have a couple of grown-up adult children, and both are going through their own stuff, but, you know, in terms of dating and who they're choosing. And my older daughter currently, we're very concerned about the guy she was seeing. We're not sure if she's still seeing this person, but he appears to be emotionally unstable and somewhat manipulative. And I don't feel comfortable asking her because she gets annoyed. And obviously, you know, I don't want to go to her and ask her because that just makes her annoyed. But so I'm just wondering if you pick up anything. Has she like basically put him in her past? Because, I mean, I know she
pretty
likes
much.
Yeah, has she?
Pretty
oh, because that's really
whether.
Oh,
yeah, she,
God,
she's if she hasn't done it like this second, she's going to get fed up. She's going to get fed up with him, and he's going to be a burden to her, emotionally or something, and she's going to feel like he's taking something from her. She's going to feel a decrease, some kind of decrease in her life because of him. So she's going to be, if she hasn't already, she's going to be taking steps because she's also going to be very grateful to you also. Just be supportive of her, but he's going to be a burden. If they're not already having problems, and I do believe that they probably are, there's a separation coming or it's already happened. In fact, it looks like it might have already happened or happening.
Okay, good.
So, yeah. So, okay. And you're right about not asking, not
yeah,
asking.
Yeah, I don't
want
to go
come,
to them.
She will,
both girls, yeah. She'll come to me.
She will come to you. She may not say exactly what's going on, but there's great success.
Yeah.
And she's going to be very grateful to you.
Uh-huh.
Now, she may come to you and be kind of wounded because I do think she may not say he hurt her, but he's gonna if he hasn't already, and not necessarily in a physical way or anything like that, but emotionally, you know, she's worrying about it herself. She's not sleeping well. She's going to dump him if she hasn't already, but I think the separation has already started. And and she may come to you and tell you that, you know, he's just not a fun guy. He's just not a good guy. He's not for her. Something like that. She does have a better guy coming.
A more mature. Someone more mature. She definitely needs that. I'm just wondering because there was someone interested in her. Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is an adult. I don't mean like seriously old, but this is an adult that's coming to her and very passionate, creative, but stable. And she's going to be learning right now. She's learning to listen to her own intuition. And she also doesn't like to fail. I mean, who likes to fail? But
no one
she
does.
Doesn't
You're
like.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Right. So she's feeling like, if I walk away from this, then I'm a failure. Then I failed.
Mm.
And it's not her at all. But that's kind of what's keeping her there. at all, mm-hmm. because she doesn't want to feel like a failure. But you're doing great. I still think if it hasn't ended, it's ending. Mm-hmm. He's a burden mm-hmm. to her. He's going to be a burden. That's the feeling that I get from him.
Yeah.
Now, this
yeah.
other guy that's coming in is more mature. He's very creative, whoever this new person is. He's passionate and creative.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know, here she is just cutting the cords with the old one.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a really a good relationship coming for her. I can't tell if this is somebody, she's going to be offered something. I'm not sure if it's somebody that she's actually dated. It may be somebody that she knows or that approaches her. But she's ending a situation. Here's a happy home. She's going to be okay. She still may
yeah.
come to you and you know, kind of like a wounded wing. And the fact that she doesn't want to admit that she failed, that it's a failure
yeah.
and that it's her fault and it didn't work out. And,
I understand.
Yeah.
You know, so
I'm just
something,
curious
something
whether you
like
think
that.
This new guy is from her past or if it's someone new, but you're not getting a clear read on that, you know, that this new person?
Yeah, I'm not getting, let me see if I can tune into that. She may have met somebody through work or work situation or something that I don't feel like she's going back to like a relationship that she had, but it may be somebody that's expressed interest or that there was a flirtation or that they were interested in each
more
other.
More of a flirtation. Yeah. It was more
yeah.
of a really good friendship, this one
right.
person.
Right. Now, that
where they really got along. They were,
right.
yeah, they were so much in sync, but nothing came of it because, you know, I think it's just because she gained weight and that sort of turned him off. yeah. And this person
well,
is still single and looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, she that could be her part of her problem too, like emotionally, that if she feels like she's gained weight and things like that. You know, I don't know if you can encourage her or
I can't. She hates
walk.
Me talking about that. I try to. Obviously, as a mom, I'm concerned, not just from a vanity point of view, but she's young enough where she should take control of the situation before it gets worse. You know, it's hard. It gets harder and harder the more you let it.
I was just thinking of you guys taking a Zumba class together. You know, let's talk to her about her weight.
I
know what I mean?
I know.
Do something. Walk. Do something.
Yeah.
But when she breaks up, up with this person, and she will, I think she'll be more inclined to start taking care of herself. Part of
hello?
What she's doing, being gaining. Hello, can
hello?
You hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? I hear you. Uh-oh.
Hello?
I hear you. Oh,
hello?
No.
Hello?
I hear you. I'm online. Well, that didn't work. I apologize. The call just dropped. I'm online. I'm live. I apologize. I'm going to go to the next caller. I hope that helped a little bit. I don't know what happened. Let's see if I'm live. 203-523-52. Hello?
Hi.
I do. Thank goodness I hear you.
I'm thrilled. I love
who am I speaking
you.
With?
It's Pat in Connecticut. You're recently
hi, Pat
back.
In Connecticut.
Hi. You're recently back on the air, is that right?
I am. I've been doing so many things and writing and doing things, and but I miss this, so yes, I'm back.
Well, we miss you. I'm thrilled that you're back. Anyway, I'm thrilled to be on. So do you want to just start with a general?
Okay. All righty. Well, you have I'm going to say you're taking, I don't know what this means, you're taking the bull by the horns. There's
absolutely.
Something in your life, yeah, there's something in your life that you're taking control of, that that is going to bring you great happiness. It's bringing you happiness in your home. I don't know if you're moving, if you're going to move, but you're walking away. You're now seeing the cups. You're seeing what you have. You know, the glass is half empty or half full. Yeah. Suddenly you're seeing it half. You're seeing it full. You're taking control. I just keep grabbing the bull by the horns. I'm not sure what that is, but it's going to lead to success, a wish fulfilled, joy, abundance, and a new beginning, a whole new beginning for you. Your home is going to change in some way. Either you're going to move or you're going to just feel better in your home. Something's going to change in your home, and there's a celebration for you. What you have is going to be yours. It'll be all yours, and you're leaving some stress behind. Something where you feel like, oh no, it's happening again. Something is happening again and again, and it's not going to happen again anymore. You're putting down somebody else's burden. You've been carrying something for somebody else, and you are done. So here you are, giving something the boot. I don't know, and being successful. There's great success coming for you after some struggle. There's been some struggle. There's been something to do with sharing and not necessarily even sharing, not equitable sharing in some way. And you're going off on a new adventure. You really are. You're looking to the horizon, and giving something the boot. I don't know. You're done. You're done and moving forward.
Well, you need to have 150% confidence in yourself, because everything you're saying is so right, and even 100% more than what you realize is right. With everything that you say. And I'm thrilled to hear that. And I keep being told I'm going to move. There's a situation that's been tough in where I live. And I feel like, and I'm hoping, that the way I'm going to move away is to a life partner. I'm almost 70, and I'm ready for that. Do you see that that's the answer for me getting out of where I am?
I see you getting out of the way where you are on your own. It's not that I don't see a life partner, but this is you. I mean, you're taking control. This is, and yes, absolutely. There's, I'm going to say the life partner, it might not be till after the first of the year, but it is coming, and it's very decisive. This person is events are, it's going to happen quickly. So you need to be ready to respond to like unexpected changes. And this is good, but you're leaving something behind. And here you are, there's a person who is very generous. Now, what I'm seeing, now this could actually be a male energy, but there's a generous, practical person that's going to be helping you. It's love of family and home. There's practicality about how you proceed, and it's a very sensible approach. You've got an opportunity coming, and you're going to be here. You are. Pardon me?
No, go ahead. I interrupted you. Go ahead, please.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. Brilliant success, joyous. Spiritual enlightenment and accomplishment and freedom to do whatever you darn well please. So you need to be proud of yourself. You have the world, and it's right here. But you're taking control, you know, is what I get. And yes, there is a person who's going to help you. Things are going to happen very fast. There are messages that are going to happen very fast. But you have to know, I mean, you're actually going to have a joyous time coming up. There's planning that you have to do. There's decisions you have to make, and you need to get rid of, if you have leftover, like a victim mentality left over from some other time, boot it. It's done.
I'm trying. Yeah, absolutely. You're so right about everything. The helper, is it the male partner, or is that my son that you see helping me?
Well, it's more. I do see family. So, but no, the partner, you know, I was not thinking your family is going to help you. There are people that will support you. That's probably your son. But no, after, like, the life partner is somebody. That's a life partner.
Good.
That's a life partner. So that is coming. Your partner is not probably going to be, I would say, till after the, you know, in the spring. After the first of the year, sometime, you need to sort some stuff out. I don't know what that is, but you need to put some stuff down and grab things by the horn.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
You're right.
Somebody.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you. I'm so grateful. Thanks.
Thank you. Keep me posted. Okay.
I will. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. 205. Let's go to 267. 267, 234. Only I, okay. 267.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. Who am I speaking with?
I've been waiting for an hour. I thought maybe you missed my number or something. This is Jessica from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jessica. No, the switchboard is totally full. That's all.
Okay.
How can I help?
Wanted to see what you're picking up with career. New job.
Okay. Well, you first of all, you've got no need to worry. The first message I get, if you had a worry about it, you have, that's the first thing. You need to let go. And some situation, if you have a job or if you're looking for one, the situation is going to improve. You're choosing a new direction and you're ready for a new direction. You're in perfect timing. There's no need to wait. There's and I'm going to say it's within the next few months, and I don't mean that it has to be a few months, but within the next few months, doors are really going to be opening for you. You're going to be learning something new. You may be apprenticing somehow, you know, but it's either in your job or you're going to be learning something new, or this is a totally new place. You're looking to new horizons, though, and a partnership is coming for you. Either the job you're in or where you're going to go has more of a partnership feel to it. And you are abundant. It's going to bring money. And if there's been a feeling of, I don't know, being out in the cold or not having everything you need, or not being able to get to what you need, that's leaving. You've got a message coming about money, at least finances. Let me see when that's going to be. I'd say in a period of four, you know, could be 4 days, 4 weeks, not 4 months. There's a message coming sooner than that, and it's going to put you on a path to abundance. It looks like joyful abundance. There's lots of choices. There may be some confusion either in what you're doing or when you need to make a decision, when you need to make the choice and what choice you need to make, because you will have some choices. And in the past, I would say it hasn't quite been the right time to do something. It's up to you now, though. You need to be assertive. You need to communicate clearly. And know that the answers are there for you already. There's a resolution coming to you. And this is in the very near future. You too, you've got helpful people around you, or you're going to have helpful people around you. And I keep coming back to let go. Let go of something from the past. Let go and move forward. Allow yourself to move forward emotionally, because in the past, there may have been a situation that just wasn't going anywhere. And, you know, I don't know, we're kind of talking about jobs or work, but this could be some other lifetime. I don't know. But something didn't work out and nothing was going to come of it. And nothing, you know, it was like running through molasses or running into walls or hitting every stop sign, every red light. And that's in the past. That's gone. You're moving into a field of communication, or you're excellent with communication, and it's time for you to take action. It's time now, and it's time to realize that new things and conclusions are within reach right now. So the message I'm getting is to be bold and make a first move. Your hard work in something. I don't know if it's the job that you're in or if it's the hard work like manifesting, or it's paying off. It's going to be paying off, and you should expect a really powerful change. If you have a vision of it, if you know what you want, hold it, hold fast, stay with that. There may be some adjustments that are required. You might have to, I don't know, move or relocate or change your living situation or something like that. Or you'll want to, or you'll have the ability to do that, even if that's creating, I don't know. But the time for healing is here. Your energy is picking up. The energy for your job and your career is picking up. And this is something new. Now, if you have a job, it's something new within your job. Luck is on your side, like right now. There's a win-win outcome for you. So you need to, if you've been holding on to worry or negative thinking or uncertainty, know that the new start is coming, and it's coming really pretty quickly. Everything's going to start moving. And you need to know, and whatever this means, I'm not sure, but that you and your loved ones, you and your home, you and your car, whatever, you and things that you love are safe and secure, and that you're really close to achieving your goal. Your commitment in the past, while I don't know how long, but your commitment to your life, to your job, you're being tested, has been tested. The commitment has been tested. Now you're getting ready to look at a bigger picture. Prosperity lies like right now, in not in the distant future at all. So you need to know that. And the other thing is that here's the thing that I'm hearing is that if you had a rough cycle in anything, whether this still is about the job or a rough cycle in your life or whatever, it's ending. The end of a rough cycle is ending, and you're ready for some fun. There's joy here. There's a new beginning for you, and you're leaving dark thoughts, whatever they might have been, you're leaving them behind. You're coming into the light. There's also friends and family that are around you that want to help, and even your guides, your angels, your spirit family. There's a kindred partnership coming. Now, you know, generally when I hear that, that's kind of a relationship thing. But you're asking about a job. So this could be a partnership, in a more of a partnership kind of thing. And you deserve it. You need to know that you deserve it. You have courage now, and there's a great achievement after loss, after some kind of loss, is what I get.
Wow, what a beautiful reading. You kind of got me like a little bit choked up. Everything was like spot on. I've gone through so many like tough cycles. It's going to make me cry. Yeah, so now it's like just let it all go. That's what I keep saying to myself. I'm actually in this position that is sort of like a menial type job, and I've only been there for a couple of weeks. I just took it because I needed the money and needed something quick.
But I've noticed that there's a lot of communication issues at the place. It's a supermarket, I'll just say it. And I'm going to meet with the store manager tomorrow when I go back in, and I'm going to discuss with him to see if he sees that there's issues with communications and training, and I'm going to offer my services to do training for the company.
Awesome.
And
awesome.
I'm a little bit
awesome.
Nervous about it, but it feels like he would be an ally for me. But I'm also not even 100% sure I want to do this for the company, for this company, but it's the only door that I've noticed that's open so far.
Take the door that's open. There'll be other doors
okay.
that open. Do that. Absolutely do that. Now, he may say, well, let me think about it because, you know, he may not, it's something he hasn't considered. So give
mm-hmm.
him, you know, give him some space and just have a conversation of like, I'm really good at this. And I love to do it. Besides, you'll be adding things to your resume. You're not going to stay there. That's not your forever
right.
home. But absolutely, there's great achievement in that. Because you'll be able then to go somewhere else and say, this is what I've done. And look at my, you know, this is, you'll be able to add that. But you have it. You have it now. Go do that. Absolutely. And let the past go. You've got success coming. This thing tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you go talk, there's no need to worry. I keep getting, there's no need to worry. You've got no need to
no,
worry.
I love that you're saying that because that has been, yes, because I have the default, or I'll say I had the default always that like that it doesn't turn out in my favor, that people are against me. And this time when I keep having meetings with the managers, I'm like, no, they're allies and they like me. I can tell that they like me. And I was like, it's different now. Let that stuff
it's
go.
It's different now.
And,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's so
it is different now. Yeah, it is absolutely. So you need to
Thank
take
you.
The next step, and
yeah.
you're very welcome. And please keep
wow.
me posted. I'd love to know how this goes, and you know, it's going to go well. You know, give them, you know, some space and conversation and things like that. But, you know, it will, and you'll actually like it, and then it will open other doors for you.
So you, yeah, because I don't know a way for me to step into this line of work. Like I just keep telling spirit
no, you're
to
doing
show
fine.
Me. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Spirit just did. Spirit
right.
showed
That's
you.
That's what it was on me last night when I was
That's
sleeping.
It.
I was like, look how they mapped this out. Oh,
yeah.
Thank you. I
yeah.
really liked that reading. Thank you so much. That was beautiful
awesome.
And wonderful that you could do that.
Thank
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Thank
All right.
You. Thank
bye-bye.
You so much. Keep me posted. Okay.
I will.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, I've got 1 minute left on the full switchboard left. I apologize. I can't get to everybody. Call back next week. I'll be back next Thursday. So I'm sorry. And I love you all. And thank you all for being here. 90 seconds, the little woman says. So I'm gone. My website is intuitivelifeguidance.com if you'd like to know more about me. Up with the clouds up far behind.
trouble melts like lemon drops. High above the chimney top, that's where